Moses blessed the tribes of Israel. And I want to focus on the blessing Moses gave to the tribe of Joseph, that is Joseph's tribe, because there is good prophetic word there. See, each of those blessings to the tribes of Israel have very, very rich significance. Today we know that we are the Israel of God. Today we are that chosen people. No longer an Israel after the flesh, but rather a spiritual body, a spiritual people with an inheritance that never passes away. Praise God. There's something Moses said when he blessed Joseph, the tribe of Joseph. He spoke about the favor. May the favor, the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush be upon the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Oh, praise God. That is a powerful word here. You see this in the book of Deuteronomy. I'm going to start from Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 13. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, for the deep that crouches beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the everlasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph and upon the head of him that was separated from his brethren. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're seeing here prophetic word. Praise God. For a people that are separated from their brethren, a people that have been chosen from the foundation of the world to be a kind of first fruits, hallelujah, of God's creation. First fruits, so that the world might taste of the goodness of the Lord through these people. These are people that have been separated, like Joseph. We know the story of Joseph. Joseph was separated from his brethren. Praise God. Joseph was separated from his brethren, hated by his brethren, misunderstood by his brethren, despised by his brethren. And this same Joseph that was separated from the brethren would end up becoming their savior. He will end up becoming their life giver. He will end up becoming their sustainer. He will end up becoming the one that everyone had to look unto to survive in that day. This is a prophetic word, because Joseph today represents those who can hear the call of the Spirit saying, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of Babylon. Come out from the darkness of this age. Come out from the realm of idols and come into the light. Praise God. This is what the calling of God is all about. Right now, as you hearken to the message, there is a separation. Now, it's not a physical separation. We're not speaking here about a physical separation. There is a separation in our mode of thinking. There is a separation in the way we perceive things. There is a separation in the way we walk. There is a separation in our consciousness. Praise God. Because light and darkness can't co-inhabit the same place. There must be either light or darkness. You cannot have light and darkness in the same place. So you who have been called into the light, you who have been called into the truth, automatically are separated from the world. Praise God. This is the company of those who are separate from their brethren. The company of those who God has set apart to declare His majesty in these days. And you are in that company. You better believe it. Praise God. It's a very wonderful thing because right now we are seeing the plan of God. The whole plan of God being manifest. We are beginning to understand the mind of God today. Praise God. Joseph's company. So Moses blesses these tribes and Moses makes a statement. He says, may the favor of him that dwelt in the bush be upon the head and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Oh God, it's a wonderful thing. May the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Now, who is this one who dwelt in the bush? Of course, Moses was referring to that experience he had while he stood before the I Am in the burning bush. Years earlier on, before Moses would begin a new walk, before Moses would begin a walk with great power and might, Moses was summoned by God before a burning bush. And Moses had noticed a bush that was burning, but this bush was not consumed. And the Bible says that Moses turned around to investigate. And when he turned around, he heard a voice saying, Moses, Moses, you are standing on holy ground. Says, remove your sandals. And Moses right there stood before the burning bush and he got to know that he was standing before God, who declares that I am that I am. I am that I am. Praise God. I am that I am. And from that moment, Moses will never be the same again. Praise God. Moses will, from that moment, live on behalf of the I Am. Praise God. Because right there, as Moses removed his sandals before the burning bush, Moses started a walk of consecration unto the name of the Lord. Praise God. Of course, we're not trying to say you anybody goes to a burning bush somewhere out there and you ever meet God in a burning bush. These are allegories. Praise God. These are allegories because that burning bush is actually the eternal presence of God. It represents the body of God. It represents the living God. And God is a spirit. Praise God. God is a spirit. So those who are being gathered onto this reality must interact with that burning bush. Praise God. And become one with that burning bush. Oh, hallelujah. That power that Moses would now display in Egypt, oh, hallelujah, represents the power of the sons of God delivering the creation from the bondages of corruption. See, Moses will go forth to deliver his brethren who are under the, you know, the stronghold of Pharaoh, who in this sense is a type of the dragon, Rahab the dragon. See, Rahab the dragon, this was actually years ago, they used this to describe Pharaoh. See, with his tentacles and his power. See, and we saw how Moses defeated that dragon. See, by the power of the I Am that was working through him. Praise God. So you can see Moses could do those works. Moses could walk in a way that no man had walked, because he was living on account of the I Am. See, we are seeing Moses as an allegory of those who are resurrected. Praise God. Who walk in the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, Jesus Christ referred to that burning bush when he spoke about the sons of the resurrection. Praise God. Because if we are united with the Lord in this reality, we walk as sons of the resurrection. We walk in a new consciousness that never passes away. It's a wonderful thing. Praise God. You will notice that Moses never died. It is recorded that Moses appeared along with Elijah, with Jesus, upon the mountain of transfiguration. There is a motive for that. Because in reality, Moses never died. Moses was taken away. And of course, you can be rest assured that people search for the body of Moses. The Israelites must have searched for the body of Moses. Archaeologists and people over the years must have searched for the body of Moses. But the body of Moses was nowhere to be found. Praise God. Now, all these things are allegories to actually cause us to understand what transpired as Moses got connected to him that dwelt in the bush. Moses received of that favor of the one that dwelt in the bush, which is resurrection power. Praise God. Resurrection power. That is the favor Moses received. Because Moses from that time onward would no longer walk as a man, but it was actually God manifesting himself through that vessel we call Moses. Praise God. And God gave Moses a sign. God said, throw your rod upon the ground. Throw that rod. See, that stick that you have in your hand, throw it on the ground. And Moses threw that stick on the ground, and that stick became a serpent, a fierce serpent, a deadly serpent. See, it must have been so deadly because it is recorded that Moses ran away when he saw the serpent. And of course, this is the same Moses who had been in the wilderness for 40 years. And I'm very sure Moses must have encountered different types of snakes. So for a man like Moses to run away from a serpent, it must have been a very big, dangerous looking serpent. See, but God called Moses back, come back, pick up that serpent by the tail. Praise God. And Moses picked up that serpent by the tail, and it became a rod in the hand of Moses. Praise God. With that same rod in the hand of Moses, Moses was, you know, to go forth with that power in the rod to set the captive free, to part the Red Sea, to do great works in Egypt. Praise God. What happened there, what transpired there, is a symbol of the resurrection power that is working in the saints today. Praise God. This is the resurrection power that is working in the saints as they hear the voice, I am that I am. Praise God. I am that I am. Praise God. As we hear this voice, I am that I am. There's an awakening. Hallelujah. An awakening. Resurrection power is at work in you. Praise God. The serpent represents the deadly carnal nature of man. It represents the beastly nature. See, the mark of the beast, the nature of the beast that is in fallen man. Praise God. And that is the realm of death. That represents the state of man who is absent from the life of God. Oh, hallelujah. Remember that there is one God, one life, one spirit. There is only one. Praise God. In the book of Isaiah, it says, I am the Lord and there is none else. I am the Lord and there is none else. Let this word sink into you. I am the Lord. There is none else. I am that I am. Meditate on these words. Let these words like thunder. See, it level every mountain of belief in your life. Everything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth in you, let it be leveled by this powerful revelation. I am that I am. Praise God. Because besides I, that I am that I am, there is no other one. As Moses stood there, he was being connected back to eternal life. He was being connected back to the only life that there is, which is the life of God. Praise God. The resurrection power was at work in him. See, raising up that serpent, Jesus Christ says, these signs shall follow those who believe, who have awoken to reality, those who have believed in my name. What name? The I Am. Because Jesus was speaking on account of the I Am. Those who have believed in the I Am, they shall take up serpents with their hearts. Praise God. It's not speaking about going out to the bush to speak up serpents. Rather, it's speaking about overcoming the deadly carnal nature that has separated us from the life of our Father God. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. So Moses was a symbol of the resurrected Son of God. Say it. Because from that moment, it is I Am that I Am that walked in Moses. See, Moses is the symbol of the Son of the Resurrection. He's the symbol of the Son of Man appearing with great glory and with great power. Oh, hallelujah. This is those who are separate from their brethren, those who have been consecrated unto the name of the Lord. See, resurrection power is the favor of him that dwells in the bush. Resurrection power is the favor because it connects you back to the one life of God. Praise God. It connects you back to the reality that I and my Father are one. See, it connects you back to the source of all life. See, it connects you back to that tree of life. See, it connects you back to that glory and the power that you all lost in the fall. That is the favor. See, the favor of God and the reward and the blessing and the favor of God to mankind is God himself. See, the favor is not speaking about material goods here. Because over the years, people have preached a kind of strange gospel. A gospel that the Lord Jesus never brought to this world. People have promoted covetousness through deceitful messages. See, giving people the impression that when the Lord says, may the blessings that are in heaven, on the earth, underneath the sea, upon the earth, people think that it means acquiring houses, acquiring Rolls Royce cars, acquiring Cadillacs, acquiring, you know, financial wealth, financial, you know, physical riches. There's nothing wrong with that, though. See, but most importantly, we must understand that our reward is God Himself. See, great is your reward in heaven, and there is one in heaven, and that is the Father. Your reward is the Father Himself. That is your crown of life. See, because when you are united consciously in the Father, you begin to know that all things that the Father has are mine. He says that He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, these are things we must understand, so we don't get deceived or get worried. We don't get troubled. You see, it's more like knowing the will of God for our lives. See, knowing what the blessing is. Because Moses, when he blessed Joseph, the tribe of Joseph, he speaks about a blessing. See, may the blessing, the favor, may the blessing. There's just one blessing, and that blessing is the Lord Himself. This is what the Lord has been trying to communicate right from the days of Abraham. When God told Abraham, Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. Abraham never could understand that God was his reward, the life of God. That was the crown, that was the reward, that was the gift of God. But Abraham was dull of hearing. Abraham went out searching for a child, searching for physical riches. And he never attained to that perfection that is available to us today. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for understanding. See, let's turn quickly in the book of Ephesians. It says, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You must understand what he's saying here. He's saying every spiritual, he didn't say every material blessing, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in His Son. See, praise God. Of course, we must understand that the Son, Christ, is actually the embodiment of the I Am. See, that is the universal body of the Lord. That is the body of Christ. Praise God. As man wakens up, he's united. He awakens into that one body. See, Paul says it in his letter, in the later chapters of Ephesians. There's one body, one Lord, one Spirit, one God, who is above all, through us all, and in you all. So we're seeing a universal body here. The body of the Lord, just one body, one God. Oh, hallelujah. And what happens as a man receives the favor of the Lord is actually he's awakening back into that reality that is a part of that divine union, that is a part of that divine fellowship that is, has been hidden God before this world was. See, the resurrection is awakening to reality. See, resurrection is nothing about, you know, a future of it. Rather, resurrection is just awakening back to something that is real. If you are not resurrected, you are dead. That is, you are dead in your sins and your trespasses. Cut off from the reality that the Lord is my life. Cut off from the reality that you are one, interwoven divinely with the I am that I am. Oh, praise God. It's a wonderful thing. So we see here that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, according as He has chosen us in Him. Now you see that word again, in Him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, where He has made us accepted in the Beloved. Oh, hallelujah. In Him we have redemption through His blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He has, you know, abounded towards us in all wisdom and in prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure that He has proposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth. Oh, hallelujah, even in Him. See, well, the fullness of time has come. The fullness of time has already come. It's not something of the future. There's no post-rapture, pre-rapture, whatever rapture. There's no future millennium. There's nothing in the future. Because the fullness of time has come. Time is fulfilled. Jesus Christ says the hour has come when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of truth, the voice of the Spirit, the voice of the Son of Man. So there's nothing that is happening tomorrow, right now. Today, if you will hear His voice, awake to reality. See, if you will hear His voice, believe this glad tidings from above and enter into your rest. See, the favor of God towards you is resurrection power. Words like this will quicken you, raise you up from the dust, raise you up from the dead, from the depths of hell, and cause your feet to stand once more upon that eternal rock. Said, He's connecting you back to that divine tree, that divine bush, burning with fire. Hallelujah. An eternal bush. See, it's a bush that remains eternally. It's not changed. It's not here today and tomorrow is gone. It is there forever. Generations come and generations go, but that thing remains forever in the realm of the invisible, unperceivable by the natural mind. Oh, hallelujah. So we're seeing here that the blessing that we have is God Himself. See, in Him dwells immortality and life. In Him dwells our consolation in all things. Praise God. See, you don't need to begin to murmur anymore or to be bitter anymore. See, I don't have a husband. I lack a companion. My husband left me. See, my husband cheated me, maltreated me. Praise God. My parents, my family died in a plane crash. I lost my child, my only child, to a sickness. See, I don't have a job. I don't have enough money to go on holidays. Awake from the dead. When you awake from the dead, you discover that all things are yours. As a man, you can never even have a pin. As a man, you don't have a dime. See it? It's only in the Lord that you have our inheritance. So look through history. The pharaohs came and they tried it. The pharaohs, they could gather wealth, riches. In the days of old, you could see that their tombs was literally, you know, loaded with gold treasures and all kind of stuff, because they thought they can kind of take out these riches from this world into eternity. They thought they could take away their glory, every human glory, with them. But they were mistaken. Look through the ages. The Bible records that Solomon was the richest man upon the earth. I bet Solomon was richer than Bill Gates. But if you go around today, you probably will not find a trace of Solomon's wealth. Why? Because the earth and the fullness and all that is in it, underneath the sea, upon the earth, in the heavens, everything is the Lord's. And besides the Lord, there is no one else. Praise God. And you know the good thing? We are in Him. All things are ours. Because we are the Lord's. Praise God. We are the Lord's. All things are ours. You can begin to enjoy life. Let there be less anxiety. You are complete in Him. See, having a house in a choice area of London or America, or having a Cadillac, or having, you know, a nice husband, or having children who have the best grades in school, will not make you complete. Having a good pension, having good health, having good wealth, does not make you complete. Your completeness is in awakening in Him right now. Your completeness is in knowing Him consciously. That is your completeness forever. That is something that will not be tampered with throughout eternity. Praise God. All things are yours. Hallelujah. Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, I read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Are you listening? All things are yours. Don't glory in men. Don't glory in yourself. Don't glory in the things of men. But all things are yours, whether it be Paul or with Apollos, with Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, and present of, and things present, of things to come. All are yours. All are yours. The cattle upon a thousand hills are yours. See, the gold underneath the earth, the gold on the fingers of people, and all that stuff are yours. Everything is yours. See it? And it says, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are Christ, and Christ is God. God is all in all. All things are God's. And God is the Spirit. And we are connected back to the Spirit. See, it appears as a burning bush because nothing that is flesh, nothing that is human reasoning, nothing that is finite of this material age can partake of that life of the Spirit, which is the life of God. So Paul, Jesus Christ says, must let go of all. Let go of all doesn't mean I go out on the street and throw away all my things, or throw away everything I have. Rather, consciously awaken from material life, material living, and walk by the Spirit. See it. Connect back to the Spirit. Connect back to God. See it. God is all in all. faith, enter into him, be baptized into him. Faith, receive the favor of him that dwells in the bush. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful, receive that favor of him that dwells in the bush. See, your hour has come to arise and shine. Your light is come. Your light is come, not something for the future, but rather your light has come, understanding has come. Revelation light has flooded your mind, your heart. Awake from the dead. See, this is not your realm. Awake from the dead and connect back to the spirit. Awake from the dead. Arise and shine. Your light is come. When you arise, the beauty of the creation of God that is in you shines forth. Arise, shine. Wonderful. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and God's darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the king of the to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes about thee, round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from far, thy daughters be nursed at thy side. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall all come unto thee. Praise God. See, as you arise, awake, arise is actually a new awareness, a new consciousness, that of the spirit, awakening into life of the spirit. You become aware that the riches and the glories of the Gentiles and everything underneath the sea, upon the earth, in the heavens, the elements, both seen and unseen, are yours, and you are God's. Praise God. So the favor of him, or the blessing of him that dwelt in the bush, is resurrection power unto the name of the I am that I am. That is the gift of God. I am that I am is your reward. See, it's your awakening and consequent participation in that life of the Spirit of God. Say hallelujah. May the Lord keep you and strengthen you in this revelation. Change your speech and speak from henceforth. I am that I am. Let it start off in the mind. See it awakening. Detaching yourself from a carnal mentality, detaching yourself from the world, and uniting once more to that one eternal life which is in the Lord of hosts. God bless you. Amen.